Well, good morning again. That's one of my favorite hymns. So I'm going to tell you about my experience attending the Pacific Southwest District Assembly on the weekend of March 31st to April 2nd. Every year, our Unitarian Universalist congregations are invited to attend the annual district meeting, which includes opportunities to connect with other Unitarian Universalists in Southern California, Arizona, and Southern Nevada. Since I've been a UU for about 20 years, I've attended many district assemblies over the years. I highly recommend going to one of these weekend-long gatherings. In my experience, attending district assembly is an opportunity to learn, to connect, and to bring back information to my congregation. So you all, that's why I'm here. All right, so this year was very special because attendees had the opportunity to experience life at the U.S.-Mexican border by going on the field trips. I will share with you what I saw, how I felt, and what I learned at this year's Justice DA, DA being the short way of saying District Assembly. We do love our acronyms. This was hosted this year by the Unitarian Universalist Congregations of Southern Arizona, known as the Baja Four, which includes the Unitarian Universalist Church of Tucson, Mountain Vista Unitarian Universalists, Sky Island Unitarian Universalist Church, and the Unitarian Universalist Church of Green Valley, which is located in Amado. My husband Eric, hey honey, is assisting me today with this service by providing visual aids. Hopefully these images will enhance and help illustrate what we saw and how it was a transformative experience. This year, the focus was to get out and experience firsthand the complex issues of life at the U.S.-Mexican border. There were opportunities to experience the harsh and beautiful desert and learn about the wildlife and how building walls affects the animals. There were also opportunities to participate in providing humanitarian aid, to learn about the challenges of obtaining legal immigration, immigration detention, economic issues, and how the Mexican community is working to improve the lives of the people in the poorest areas of Nogales. The Unitarian Universalist Justice Arizona Network, known as UUJAZ, UJAZ, connects the Arizona Unitarian Universalist congregations and activists across the state by partnering with like-minded justice organizations. UUJAZ made connections with social, environmental, and spiritual leaders in Southern Arizona who were involved in crafting migrant and borderland justice. These partnerships with the local justice organizations helped craft the immersive experiences and structure for the field trips. Eric and I went into Mexico on a field trip titled Creating a Culture of Peace. I'll tell you more about that later. The attendees of this year's district assembly gathered in three separate locations, which were referred to as base congregations. Technology was used to support and connect everyone during the Friday night in-gathering and to hear the keynote speaker, Carlos Garcia, who is Puente Arizona's executive director. He gave his speech at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Tucson, and it was live-streamed to the other two locations. The business meeting on Saturday was also done that way. Why three different locations? The reason for assigning the attendees to a particular base congregation had to do with which field trip one chose. My base congregation was in Amado, Arizona, about 35 miles south of Tucson and a fairly short drive to Nogales, Arizona. Which is, Nogales is located at the U.S.-Mexican border. The city is divided by the border, so there is Nogales, Arizona, and Nogales, Sonora. So, now that I've talked about the where and why, let me start telling you about my personal take on this year's Justice DA. When we arrived at the Amato Church on Friday evening, I saw the Migrant Quilt Project hanging from the walls. It was beautiful and also sad. The Migrant Quilt Project is a collaborative effort of artists and quilt makers to express compassion for the migrants from Mexico and Central America who died in the southern Arizona deserts on their way to create better lives for themselves and their families. Each migrant quilt is pieced from migrant clothing discarded in the desert and documents the name of migrants who died crossing the border in the Border Patrol's Tucson sector, and the quilts are made in the federal fiscal year, which runs from October 1st to September 30th. Many immigrants are not identified and are indicated on the quilts as desconocido. Sorry, my Spanish is not very well, which means unknown. So then Saturday morning, we left for our field trip from our base congregation. We were part of a group of 15 Unitarian Universalists, including a minister. We traveled to Nogales, Arizona, where we met up with our guide, and then we crossed into Mexico. Once in Nogales, Sonora, our first stop was at the border wall, where we saw the shrine, which he's got up there, and public street art related to a case of a U.S. Border Patrol agent who killed a Mexican teenager in a border cross shooting, or cross-border shooting. On October 10, 2012, a U.S. Border Patrol agent fired through the border fence into Nogales, Sonora, and fatally wounded 16-year-old Jose Antonio Elena Rodriguez. The shooting occurred at around 11:30 p.m. The Border Patrol has said that he was among a group of rock throwers, endangering agents' lives. But his family said the boy was walking home from a basketball game with friends and wasn't armed or throwing rocks. An autopsy revealed the boy had been shot about 10 times with all but one bullet striking him in the back. So nine in the back, people. Witnesses to the shooting said Jose Antonio was walking down the street that runs along the base of a 30-foot rock face. The border fence stands another 20 feet on top of the fence, of the rock face. The case sparked outrage and came amid criticism, sorry, this is sad, that the Border Patrol uses force indiscriminately, a charge that the agency adamantly denies. The Border Patrol agents are generally allowed to use lethal force against rock throwers because rocks can be potentially deadly. In September of 2015, the federal authorities charged the agent with second-degree murder. Border Patrol agent Lonnie Schwartz's trial for the 2012 killing of the Mexican teenager at the international border has once again been delayed, pushing the start date past the fifth anniversary of the teen's death. And just for clarification, this case is being tried in Tucson. After hearing this story, we were taken to a public gallery to meet one of the artists, Guadalupe Cenero Quinones, who told us through interpretation by our guide why he and others create this dynamic public art. I could feel his passion as he told us his story. I honestly felt that he cares deeply for his community, and it was an honor to meet him. From there, we were driven to Hogar de Esperanza y Paz, which the English translation is Home of Hope and Peace, which is a nonprofit community center located in the impoverished neighborhood of Bella Vista in Nogales, Sonora, just 3 miles south of the Mexican-U.S. border. The organization primarily helps women and children. HEPAC, H-E-P-A-C, as it is often called, offers an array of services including daily meals, educational opportunities, as well as alternative microeconomic projects. The organization is over 90% volunteers, Upon our arrival, we were greeted warmly and given a delicious hot meal for lunch. Where's our meal? Ah, there it is. Okay, so we were delivered. I learned that the volunteers prepare 100 plus meals 5 days a week for students who need a nutritious meal but have no means to get one. Most children and families find out about the program from others in the program. The mission of HEPEC is to create a healthy community in Nogales, Sonora, so that the people do not feel that their only choice is for survival is to risk their lives in the desert in an attempt to immigrate to the United States. Workshops are frequently hosted to help community members deal with adversity and learn skills that allow them to live more fulfilling lives. Kids' camps are held twice a year during the spring and summer to teach the children about their rights and how to define those rights. Adult programs include helping people complete their elementary and high school education, and there is a cooperative made up of women who work together to create medallions for those who have died in the desert trying to migrate. The women also make necklaces, bags, and other goods that support their families. The pride of these women who cooked our meal and showed us the beautiful handmade items they make brought a smile to my face. The little boy who waited patiently for his meal after we finished eating our lovingly prepared feast was so precious. The children are taught to respect others, and there is a strong anti-bullying program. The center is a safe place for children to spend time after school with the volunteers, and there is organized activities and also a playground. Going to HEPEC and spending time with the volunteers and seeing the children as they arrive caused me to feel so many emotions. The center is a safe place. I told you that already. Sorry, I lost my spot. The innovative ways that they make do with their limited resources, water, electricity, food, and money, was inspiring. We learned that in this neighborhood, the people have limited resources, not only due to their poverty, but also because their utilities are rationed. The U.S.-owned factories that manufacture products in Mexico at a much lower cost due to low wages, no unions, and little or no regulations are free to use as much water and electricity as they want. These factories pollute the air and water and then ship the products back to the United States. The people working in the factories can't even buy the products they manufacture because they are not for sale in Mexico. I felt angry when I learned how corporations take advantage of this community. The Mexican people were so kind to us, which made me feel humble and happy. So many feelings all at the same time. Crossing back into Arizona is a slow process. I distinctly felt my white privilege. I felt guilty as I saw people who had darker complexions being scrutinized, delayed, and before they were allowed back into the United States. So, now we're going to Sunday. Sunday morning worship service was attended by approximately 300 people and was held outside at the border wall in Nogales, Arizona. We met up at our base congregations, and I think there were like six buses that brought us from our congregations to the border in Arizona of Nogales. We walked along the road singing our hymns, feeling our feelings as we saw the towering wall casting its shadow upon us. We saw people on the other side through the barrier, and they could see and hear us too through the 3-inch slots that allowed the air to pass through the metal barrier. I knew there was art on the Mexican side, but nothing adorned the U.S. side except a no trespassing sign. The Border Patrol agents sat in their trucks parked along the road as we proceeded, and we sang and we prayed and we cried at the wall. What a powerful weekend experience it was. What I saw and what I heard changed me. I know I was transformed, and I had so many feelings during the weekend. It was powerful to be there alongside my fellow Unitarian Universalist and our partners in social justice. Thank you.